B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, 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 happy Friday. TGFF. Friday. It's a Flyers Friday. Oh, my Lord. What an incredible performance yesterday. The Flyers dominate the Capitals yet again. Where is Alex Ovechkin?
Who?
Oh, my God. And they just have tormented Ovi all year long. And it continued in the bubble as Ovechkin, now a seven-game goalless streak against the Flyers. The Flyers dominate the Capitals again all day long. I mean, they just own the Caps. What a performance. I mean, it was a complete whitewashing. They other than that, you know, kind of flukish goal that scoots through Elliott's five hole, they completely dominated. The Capitals had three power plays, and the Flyers didn't even allow a chance, basically. They stomped down on the Caps power play. What an amazing story. Amazing. They were fantastic. And once again, how about this? Once again, the line of Konechny, Lawton, and Hayes. What a line. They were tremendous all over the ice. How about Lawton? Lawton was on the show last week. Lawton has been a force. Three goals in the two bubble games. And, man, they were just awesome. I mean, my God. And it's going to take us to Saturday against Tampa. And I think one of the things that you look at is how they limit other teams' shots and chances. They're so strong defensively. They were so strong in front of Elliott. I mean, you know, he played well and made a couple good stops, but they didn't have to do anything. You know, they didn't have to do anything. I mean, he was free. Oh, man, what a game. And once again, you could see the frustration. They frustrated the Bruins on Sunday, and they frustrated the Capitals. Yeah, these two good powerhouse teams, they get the third in the conference on Saturday, and I don't know, the way they're playing, it really is the story of two coaches and two bubbles. So if we're going to talk about the story of the coaches, and it's really kind of played itself out. Alain Vigneault has been tremendous. He has pushed all the right buttons. It really is impressive. Rafa goes down. Farabee comes in. He plays well. And here's a couple things that kind of dawns on you. You know, they're not a team that has lost two in a row all year. So you know that this is not a fluky situation, right? That they're not, like, hot. But they were hot. The biggest worry for us was, and we knew they were real. We said it, right? You know, everybody agreed that they were they're really good. It's not like a Blues situation where they got on fire. They were playing really consistently well, consistently good. Our only thought was, all right, let's see what happens after the layoff. And, you know, can they continue? You know, are they going to still be as good as they were? And the answer is a resounding yes. And so you look at them and you go, they're just really, really good. They're really dangerous. They're a legitimate force. They're deep at all positions, right? They're even deep at goalie. Go figure. Now, I was thinking about this, and I had a caller yesterday because I did Cousins Corner after the game. I had a caller yesterday who said it's the best Flyers team in 20 years. And he's right. And in fact, I got to go back and we'll look at the roster. But if you remember 2000, that was probably the best team over the last 20 years. That 2000 Flyers with 88, and they lost to the Devils. You remember that was the Lindros concussion. That was probably the best team. 2010, they go the furthest. But remember, 2010, they get in on the playoffs last Sunday of the season, or the shootout against the Rangers. And then they get hot. The Bruins, they're back and forth with goalies. Remember, I love Bush, but Bush was at the end, and he played some good hockey during that run. But it was him and Layton kind of alternating. And think about that team and think about this team. And right off the bat, they're deeper in goal. They're deeper on the blue line. And they got legitimate four lines. I mean, when's the last time you said that about a Flyers team? You go back to the last time they won a series. And we were all excited. It was Giroux and all. But they were like, they had a line and a half during that team. What an incredible performance yesterday. And the coach, it really is a story of two coaches. Because while the Sixers flounder, and now we await the Simmons situation, the Flyers, Vaino has everything rolling. Good morning, Junis.
What's up, man? Big win yesterday for the Phillies. No, also for the Flyers.
Well,
awesome.
I got news for you. I want to talk. I can't wait to talk Phillies.
I know
today.
I can't either. But no, awesome win for the Flyers yesterday. I mean, it was just they looked flawless, like you said. And I mean, some of the plays they made, like that goal by Sanheim, like he's a defenseman, and you see the stick work that he has. It's like, oh my God, how is he doing that? And the pass from Hayes to Sanheim on that play for the goal. It was incredible, and they're looking like they're playing perfect hockey right now.
It's amazing.
And, I mean, the Caps, they've owned the Caps. They've owned Ovechkin, like you said, but, I mean, just the Caps in general. I mean, they had the 7-2 win earlier this year.
I mean, think about how good that, I mean, that team is good.
Very good. Very good.
Canets off. Like, they just, I mean, that team's really good. Here's something, too. The Caps get that kind of fluky goal to make it 3-1, and then they go, if you remember, they go on the power play shortly after. There's little over 9 minutes to go, and Caps have a power play. And, you know, you pump one in there, it's 3-2, and then who knows, right? Well, I got news for you. The Flyers rendered the Capitals meek on that power play, where the game was in the balance. Comeback was in the cards.
Yeah.
Right?
But even if they did give up a goal, like we saw what happened with the Bruins, right? They give up a goal and then Phil Myers comes back and scores 8 seconds later.
No, but
like, I wouldn't even feel concerned. Right, no, what you're saying.
Right. But just when you look at it, how impressive that was, that moment was. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. What an incredible, incredible. It's a lot of fun when you're trying to think of different adjectives to use to describe a team. Barry Melrose will join us coming up at 11:30, so we'll get a national view of these young Flyers. And it was great because teams that you hate, right? Of course, we hate the Penguins and we hate the Capitals with Ovechkin and all, and we hate the Yankees. And it was a lot of fun because yesterday, Flyers take care of Washington. And then the Yankees come in, right, to finish out the series. And I got to tell you, that was the first baseball game I enjoyed all year. First game I enjoyed all year. I still hate their pen, all right? But that was the four-out save. I got to give it to them. You know? I got to give it to them. But what they did to the Yankees, these are the Yankees. And Aaron Boone is crying after the game because of the pandemic crowd. I love it. They all came out. There's about 20 people out of the gates. I love the air horn guy. That's my man. He's got the air horn going. They're chanting. And all the Yankees did was cry. Yeah, they're making noise. Yeah, there's people around. And the Phillies broadcasters are too loud. What are we playing golf? What are you, crazy? Aaron Boone, get the hell out of here with the Yankees. The one thing I'll tell you is I can't wait to root against them all year. I'm happy because I finally found something I can cling to, and that's the root against the Yankees.
Don't you want other teams now to do it? I hope every stadium, every fan base does it.
Are you kidding me? What a baby.
You want to hear Mr. Boone?
Yeah, play him.
Sounded like a horn was going off as the pitch, you know, in the environment we're in, it's almost like a golf environment where that sudden thing can. So I thought there was a timing element to it, maybe, that obviously I didn't necessarily think they would be able to do anything about it. I didn't necessarily know who or where it was coming from, but it is something that I at least wanted to point out.
Aaron Boone. Really, my Anthony used to have tizzers, like nasty tizzers, where he would cry uncontrollably, scream for like 30 minutes, and you want to hang yourself. Aaron Boone was worse than when Anthony was a baby. Are you kidding me? What? You're supposed to be the Yankees. If I was a Yankees fan, I would be embarrassed by that. That's what you're worried about? Air horn in the background? Oh, what a baby. Oh, that's horrible. And I'll tell you, the stunner of all stunners was that Eflin didn't get rocked.
Oh, man. He's an ace.
He's a two of clubs. But whatever, he didn't get rocked yesterday.
As Tyrone says, Eflin the ace. Come on, man.
Yeah, FFF.
Jump on now.
But, look, they were able to patchwork it. And even Pivetta couldn't kill him.
He tried.
That's right.
I hate him. He's so bad.
He stinks.
And people got soaks. Oh, look, he throws over 95. Yeah, he does. He can throw it. He has no idea how to pitch.
None.
No.
Still none. Still no idea how to pitch. Somehow they escaped. That, and by the way, it got hairy at the end.
Oh, yeah. Couple runners on.
And that was Hector. Hector gives up that shot. That was it. Off the bat, didn't you think it was going
on?
Yeah,
because Hector has two pitches. He has a decent fastball, and then he has a great splitter. But batters end up realizing that he's never trying to throw it for a strike. And then every once in a while, he'll float it over the middle of the plate, and that's when you swing away.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, like he's probably the most dependable bullpen arm you have.
He is.
Which is saying something.
He is, and Hector got the four-out save.
Yes, he did.
So you got to give him props. I'm just so happy they won because of that reaction. First of all, I got to give it to the Phillies crew.
Damn right.
They went out there, hanging outside, right? They're outside the gate. And listen, they did it responsibly. They had their masks on, right? I thought it was great. I did. I thought it was fantastic. And then to hear them whine. Oh, my God. Hear the Yankees. Yeah. I hate them. I'm telling you, they're the elitist a-holes. They are. That's what they are. Oh, my God.
Quite frankly, I think you're an a-hole.
Yeah. Yeah. Unreal. Unreal. Bleep the Yankees is our rallying cry for today. All right. Lots to get into. Flyers and, look, I want to know. I asked a question the other day about can the Flyers carry the city? Can they unite the clans?
Yes!
So I want to hear from all clans today who have been united by the Flyers. Let's mock the Yankees. We'll give you some football stuff and the final opt-out list. And, of course, Sixers play today. No Simmons. It's Cuz Radio with Chunas. We're just getting started right here on a Flyer Friday. How about that? Flyer Friday, baby. All right, let's talk about Parks, because, you know, I was there last night hanging out. Cuz's Corner after the Flyers. Very good. A lot of fun doing it all. Let's take a look at the app when you open up the Parks Sportsbook app, when they got on tap for today. Phillies. How about this? Phillies are 108 tonight. Minus 108 tonight. The Sixers have gone on the Parks app, have gone from a 20-1 NBA title shot to a 33-1 title shot. They're how about the Sixers? 0-3 against the spread. They're now Orlando's 5-1 against the spread the last six games against the Sixers. Also, big game. Raptors, Boston tonight. Raptors 1.5 over the Celtics. And Flyers down to 9-1 to win the cup. How about that? They got that. And don't forget the PGA, the whole thing. Check out the Park Sportsbook app. Download it. Deposit. Use code Fanatic. You can get a free $500 wager. That's right. Parks Casino, the 4-for-4 sportsbook of choice, PARXCasino.com. Use the code Fanatic. Website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. Got to be 21, present Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. 10:30 across the Delaware Valley. By the way, I know when I came in here, it was absolutely beautiful, Andrew. It wasn't raining, but it was like really overcast, and it was cool. Like, you never get that little blast of like it was like I wanted to do the show outside. 72 degrees.
It made you think of this, didn't it? Week one.
Yeah.
Tell me it made you feel like that.
No. I gotta be real about it.
Because it made me feel like
it. Did it?
That's why I got a long sleeve bird shirt on today.
That's cool.
Well, I let the dog out. You know, I got out my skivvies for my neighbors to see, and I go, you know what? It's a long sleeve Eagle shirt kind of day.
Yeah, I hear you. Know, it's only going up to, going up to 80. But you know what's weird? I'm a creature of habit, but I'm a creature of sports, like calendar, right? So my whole life has always revolved around sports. I'm sure you're the same way. Like our whole lives, I take vacation before football. I take a vacation around the NBA All-Star break. Everything's even to the point of viewing television shows. Like everything revolves around sports because I only watch certain like non-sports during a period of time and. I don't watch any non-sports during football season and the confluence with hoops and hockey and baseball. And with the pandemic and the restart and the bubbles, my whole world is like upside down. And it doesn't feel like August outside.
I get you.
Right? Yeah. It doesn't feel like, so when you said the football, normally I got football on the frontal lobe, right? You know, normally we got camp and what's going on, blah, blah, and it's on the frontal lobe of the brain. The
Phillies are disappointing you, so you're like, oh, I'm definitely eagled up right now.
Yeah. Looking at all the teeth, like, what's going on? But now, I'm squarely, it's a tale of two emotions when it comes to Sixers and Flyers. And, like, I forgot about, I'm, like, forgetting that it's August the 7th. How crazy is that?
Yeah, you're so like, right.
The season technically begins in a month.
Well, exactly. So it makes you forget. Like, so I don't care that it's August and they're playing hockey. Remember we talked about this the other day?
I love it, yeah.
There were some people that were like, I can't get into it because it's August. And I go, well, if the Flyers are competing for a top seed tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night, whenever the game is, it's still TBD. But whenever they play, they're competing for the top seed in the Eastern Conference for the start of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And you're going to tell me because it's August you can't get into it? No, that's wrong. You should still get into it. But it is kind of confusing going, wait, football starts next month. 1 month from now. 1 month and change. Eagles are kicking off against
weird,
the Washington
right?
football team.
Yeah. It's weird.
It is strange. It's confusing, but you know, I'll get behind it. I get what you're saying about the football thing, though. It's not like hitting you yet.
No, and I still... They're going to play. They're going to start.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen, but they're going to start. We'll see if they can continue once the cold weather comes in. But they're going to start.
But it's weird. I mean, Doug Peterson's not even there, right? Because Doug Peterson's in quarantine.
And they really haven't started. They don't really start camp, so to speak.
Right.
Until the weekend.
Yeah, when pads are finally put on, and then you're not allowed to really hit until the end of this month.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird. It's going to be a different season.
So it's weird. Like, all of a sudden, and I don't know, the world feels upside down in many ways, but our world that is governed by sports feels crazy.
I can't believe it's Friday.
Yeah,
I can't believe today's Friday. I said that, you know, we were going to bed last night, and I was like, oh my God, tomorrow's Friday. I can't believe it's already Friday, because I've been watching nothing but sports by the time I get home. Talk about a sports calendar. I get home. I mean, basketball tips off at 1:40. Hockey's puck drops at 12. So the last 2 hours of the show here, I have a hockey game on. And then by the time I get home, I have hockey and basketball on. And then before you know it, Phillies are playing or Sixers are playing at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Sixers tonight at 6:30.
6:30 tonight, yeah.
Against
but the other day was the 4 o'clock game.
No, I know.
The Phillies had the doubleheader.
Like, I love all
awesome.
That. You know, the funny thing is that... It's only going to get better when the playoffs begin. Like, this is just the appetizer. Particularly with the NHL. Like, I think then everybody jumps on. Little by little. And I'll ask you again, can the Flyers in a bubble in Toronto, can they unite the clans?
I think so.
Unite the clans.
I really do think so. And, you know, social media was buzzing yesterday. So even if you're not a big hockey fan and but you follow sports people who cover teams or who just watch teams or follow radio personalities, everybody was tweeting about the Flyers. So if you're not anti-hockey, but kind of out on it, you go, let me check this team out.
Yeah.
I think the Flyers can grab the city.
Again, and when I say unite the clans, we have the four clans.
Yeah.
Right? And the four sports, because... Who likes the, you know, one sport better than the other? But it's always great when the team can unite the clans. And there is nothing that I dislike about this team. Now, I will say, normally, I mean, it's pretty obvious, right? When you have a good team, you usually love them, right? But there's been times when you have a team that's winning, and then you go, yeah, you know, I like them, but I don't like this about them, right?
Right.
There's not, like, this team is extremely lovable. Now, the only thing that hurts is the fact that they are in the bubble and not playing, not normally playing.
Yes, and I get what you're saying, because if you were to walk through the city the day of a game or the day after a game, you would see Flyer sweaters everywhere. And especially because people are going to the game. And because there's a quarantine right now, not many people are walking around the city as there normally would be. So people aren't rocking the sweaters in August, because it would be very hot to rock the sweater in August. So I get what you're saying, because if there was, if you just take SEPTA on, and there's, it's a day of a game, you're going to see a bunch of orange and black on the train or on the subway or whatever.
Yeah.
But I still think, because people are home and everybody's just scrolling social media constantly, because people are tweeting about them nonstop, I mean, they were the number one trend in the area yesterday, I think people are going to get on board.
I gotta believe that.
I think so. Like, tomorrow's must-watch television.
Yeah.
They're fighting for the top seed in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if, like, people actually really realize that yet.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Flyers are fighting for the, and I get it, it might be bogus because of the round-robin tournament, but the Flyers are competing to be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference.
And here's the other thing. It does mean something, because you got, you know, you got the last change.
Mm-hmm. And so, you had to fight three Titans ahead of you.
No, I know, but it means something, like having the number one seed. Like, having the number one seed in basketball means nothing.
Right.
At least that, you get the last line change. I mean, that's something. It's not home court or home ice, but still having the last, you know, that's your reward. Yeah. There is no reward in the NBA.
Yeah, in a real world, it's home court, but because there's a bubble.
Right, that's my point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
My man Dump says, he reminds me, Eagles were scheduled to play the Colts Thursday.
Wow.
How about that?
Preseason. Wow, that's crazy. We got our first preseason game.
They were about to play the Colts Thursday.
We would have watched one series of Carson, and we would have broke it down.
Oh, my
like
God.
No other.
Yeah, like we always do. And then he goes back in a bubble.
Did you see Carson overthrow that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We should call the Bears. So, bring Foles back.
So, in addition to talking Flyers and talking about the, you know, can they unite the clans? And I'm real curious about the answer. Yesterday was the deadline for players opting out and in the NFL. And it really is interesting. There's a lot of guys who did it, but none of them ain't really any good. Now, the players, how about this? This is interesting. Players considered high risk for COVID-19 could earn $350,000 and accrued NFL season if they choose to opt out. Players without risk can earn $150,000 for opting out.
Interesting.
So if you're a guy like Star Lotulelei from the Bills, who's a big dude, right, defensive tackle,
right,
and because of his girth, I'm sure he, you know, he, so he'll earn $350,000 not playing, and he gets a season that's huge because it's a season earn that goes to his retirement.
Yeah. The players that aren't high risk, I'm sure they're going to call a doctor and be like, hey, write a doctor's note for me.
Yeah.
To let them know that I have like asthma or something.
But that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And
you know, like if you're a marginal player, why wouldn't you take the 350?
Yeah, because you're going for that pension and you get 350 right away.
Yeah.
And your body's healthy for a year.
Yes.
Interesting.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Marquise Goodwin one was, I mean, he's one of the bigger players that opted out.
Yeah.
I mean, we know the Patriots lost like 8 players.
I mean, I don't know. It makes sense. Now, I was surprised that not as many, and nobody that appears that had some, that's got bank, right? Like, great player. They're all playing.
Yeah, it's not like Brady opted out.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the phone line. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Got Friday Five for you. The first question of the Friday Five is Flyers related. And it's a simple question that I want you guys to answer before I give you the next Friday Five question. And it is, who's your favorite guy right now? When the team starts a run, You cleave to someone. So I want your favorite Flyer and your bust out Flyer. Like, who's the bust out guy? You go, I love this dude. Let's go to Fredo. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What up, bud?
What's up, Fredo?
How's it going?
Good, buddy.
Hey, man, long time listener, first time calling.
Welcome, my brother.
Hey, just want to tell you, when I was younger, I grew up in Kansas, and hockey wasn't a big thing around us. So I was pretty much three for four guy my whole life.
Sure.
So that Boston game, I decided to sit down, watch the whole thing. Gotta tell you, cuz, I'm all in on these Flyers.
Wow, dude, you got hooked.
I'm all in, brother.
I love it.
So, funny thing, yesterday I decided to place a little $15 wager on the Flyers. Predicted the score 3-1. Bang. Won it. $420.
Damn!
Yeah!
That is awesome.
Nice crab dinner tonight.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Watching the Sixers and enjoying the Flyers game tomorrow.
Oh, that's great, Fredo.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you taking her?
We're going to Marco's right tomorrow.
Nice. Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. Little crab action. Nothing better.
Oh, yeah. Crabs and Sixers.
Oh, you're living. Some beers.
Oh, yeah.
You ready to go, man? Oh, Fredo. Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. 3-1. What made you choose 3-1?
So, I thought it was going to be 3-0, but then I saw Carter Hart wasn't playing. So I was like, you know what? They might score a goal. So changed it 3-1, and boom.
Oh, I love that story, man. That warms our hearts, man. That's great. And you know what the best is, too? The best is you're now hooked. You're a fan, man. Like, you'll be watching every game.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. That's a great story, man. So you think the Flyers can... Do you think they could unite? Can they unite the clans, the Sixers, the Eagles?
So
yeah, yeah. They're fun, man. Aren't they a good time?
Oh, yeah, man. That what was the number 21. I'm not too sure on all the players' names, but number 21 from yesterday? Ooh, he was killing me.
That's Scotty Lawton. Scotty Lawton, who was on the show last week.
Yeah, and a young boy, Carter Hart, man.
Yeah. Well, Lawton, that line, they have a great line there. It's Konechny, it's Lawton, and Kevin Hayes. And Kevin Hayes was the big free agent signing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so so that's the line they play together. Fredo, that's right. Awesome. Listen, enjoy those crabs tonight, all right?
All right, brother. Go fly.
There you go, baby. Fredo, cup crazy, man. That's a good hit.
Yeah, guessing the score? That's incredible.
So he got $425.
Out of a $15 bet, he said.
So what were the odds? I'm trying to compute it. So 425 for a $15 bet. Holy moly. That is nice. That's fantastic. It's hard to compute it in my head while I'm trying to come up with comprehensive thoughts. the idea that, and I think this is where having, you know, the Parks app and stuff like that, DraftKings, where you can throw a few dollars on a game, it makes people fans.
So, man, according to the trusty odds calculator, and I had to put in multiple numbers to see if I can get it right, $15 to pay out around 427 would be plus 2,750.
Wow.
Not that. Let's go work.
That's a good hit. Good hit right
give
there.
Credit.
Good job, right guessing.
Now. I knew it was you.
You broke my heart. You broke my heart. It was on this week.
Was it?
IFC. I did not see it.
No, now, really?
I usually am dead on, but I forget. I got caught up with that. I was watching sports all week. And then I got caught up in that documentary I told you about. I think that was Sunday night. I watched that. And then I wanted to watch. I watched the first three. It's a four-part docuseries called The Last Narc on Amazon. It's a great story about a DEA agent who gets murdered. And they realize the CIA is a part of this murder. because they're bringing in drugs. It's all part of the Iran-Contra. It's Fast in Nicaragua. It's like fasting Ali Noor stuff. It's really interesting. So I got caught up with that. And I don't know. I just, with all the sports on, I can't concentrate. I find it hard to watch other things when sports is on.
Yeah.
I've also noticed that I'm downstairs more. You know, you have your TV.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on the couch watching the TV.
Yeah. Yeah, the kids are, what are you watching? What do you mean, what am I watching?
Yeah, I'm watching. Yes, sports.
I'm watching what you should be watching right now, all right? That's what I'm watching.
Trying to school the young lads.
So, I'm kind of surprised. I judge a lot by buzz, right? I thought today we would walk in and, because there's a lot of things to talk about, but Flyers are at the top of the list, top of the pecking order. And normally after a big game, especially if it's, forget the Eagles, that's different. But if it's Sixers or say Phillies, big game, and really right now all we have to go for is Sixers, every line is lit, right? And they can't stop talking about the game and what's going on. We still haven't reached that point with Flyers. Now, is it because it's the round robin tournament?
See, I don't like that because they're competing for the top spot on tomorrow. Round robin or not, they're competing for the top spot tomorrow.
Yeah, I know, but I keep thinking about this thing. It's been nagging at me all week.
If you gave me...
Look, like there was a group of people last night that went to the Phillies game. Right, they sat outside with air horn, which I absolutely love. And by the way, they did it responsibly. And I love the fact that the Yankees were crying. And I love the air horn dude. And I thought it was cool. The mother who took her son, she takes her son to the game every week. I mean, every birthday. Right? And she didn't want to miss the birth. She comes out, they see the fanatic, the whole thing. She brought him out. I thought that was awesome.
Awesome.
But why? Why is it that there's no, I still don't sense the groundswell. I'm looking for the groundswell. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for people to go, you know what? I love Carter Hart, or I love Couturier, or I love Farabee, or, you know, whatever. And I'm waiting because I want them, listen, it's great our last caller, Fredo, won a bet, right?
Yeah.
But that helped him, right? The fact that he's, you know,
got look some what skin he said. On the game, you're
he's
in.
Like, look, I got the score right, now I'm going to go and check out Sixers and Eat Craps. Which sounds like a good time.
Sounds like a great time.
Right.
I'm sad we didn't get invited.
I know. Man, I love some crabs, man. That's my favorite.
You won $450. You can spot us a few.
Throw us a couple legs. But I'm waiting for, but he was excited to go out and watch the Sixers and eat crabs. I'm waiting for, hey, you know, they've captured my imagination. I know it's going to come. But I'm wondering if it's because they're in the bubble that it's late coming.
I also have one small theory.
All right. Well, let's talk about it on the other side. Lots to get to. It's TGFF. Thank God for Flyers Friday. Right here with the Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.